Hi, this is Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. You can't be self-centered and have a servant's heart at the same time. They are mutually exclusive. The Bible says that we're to be humble, that we're to think of others more than ourselves. What does that mean? It doesn't mean thinking less of yourself. It means thinking of yourself less. Let's see what the Bible has to say about thinking more about others.
Thanks for joining us here on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. You know, the world tells us that we shouldn't count on anyone but ourselves to make our way in life. We don't need anybody's help. We know what's best for us. Now, as we continue our series called Better Together, we'll see that God's Word, the Bible, says the exact opposite. Do you know what God's five purposes for your life are? If not, then stay with us, because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about the 40 Days of Community devotional book. This powerful tool is the key to developing healthy relationships that will help you and your friends find and fulfill God's purposes, and you can take a sneak peek at this great resource just by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. That's rickwarren.org. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called How We Help Each Other Grow.
Now, there is a secret ingredient that builds community faster than anything else, and it is this. Number three, by admitting our mistakes. By admitting our mistakes, we build community, intimacy, relationships faster than any other way. Ephesians 4:25 says this. Tell each other the truth because we all belong to each other. Tell the truth about yourself, your fears, your doubts, your hang-ups. Now, let me see. Confession does not mean just confessing your deep, dark sins. Confession just means admitting what's going on in your life. You know, I'm having some doubts today. You admit, that's confession. You know, I'm worried about such and such. That's a confession. You know, I'm feeling a little lonely today. That's a confession. You know, I'm having a hard time forgiving that person. That's a confession. You know, I just don't know why, but I feel depressed. I feel discouraged today. That is a confession. And when you are honest about what's going on in your life and you're not blaming anybody else for it, it draws you closer to them and those closer to you. Now, why in the world would anybody do that? Why would anybody risk honesty? Because it's worth the risk. God says there are four benefits of being honest about our mistakes, about our feelings, our faults, our fatigue, our failures, our fears. There are four benefits, and you only get these benefits when you're honest with one other person or a group. Here they are. Number one. Emotional healing. Emotional healing comes from being honest with other people about what's going on in your life. James 5:16 says this. Admit your faults, read it with me, to one another. Circle that. Notice it doesn't say admit them to the priest. It doesn't say admit them to a pastor. It doesn't say admit them to God. It doesn't say admit them to a counselor. It says admit them to each other. And that's your group. Pray for each other so that, read it with me, you may be healed. Now, everybody look up here because this is extremely important. There is a big difference between forgiveness and emotional healing. They are not the same. They are not. Forgiveness, if you need forgiveness for something in your life, all you need to do is confess it to God. You don't have to tell anybody else. Confess it to God and you are forgiven. But a lot of people, after they've confessed to God, they still feel guilty. They still feel hung up. They still can't let it go. They still feel emotionally scarred. Why? They haven't done this part, telling it to somebody else. God has wired the universe in such a way that emotional healing comes not from telling God, he already knows it, but from telling somebody else who doesn't know it. That's where emotional healing comes from. Now, I'm not making this up. This is what God says. Confess your faults to one another. Not to God, to one another. And you will be healed. You want forgiveness? You confess it to God. You want healing? You want to get let go of that pain? You want to get it behind you? You want to stop having to think about it? You need to tell it to somebody else. That thing you've kept as a secret your entire life. Now, you don't have to tell everybody. In fact, I don't recommend that. Don't tell everybody. But you need to tell somebody. A small group of trusted individuals or a spiritual partner who can pray with you. God has wired us that way that we need to tell others. The second thing you get when you do this is a fresh start. Not only emotional healing, but you get a fresh start. In Proverbs 28:13, the Bible says, anyone who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful. But if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance. Now, this is why I love Celebrate Recovery so much in our church. 7,500 people in our church have gone through Celebrate Recovery over the past years. And those people, many of them, are now the leaders of this church. Why? God wants to take the worst thing in your life, heal you of it, and turn you into a leader and a person of influence. That's what he does. There is nothing that has happened in your life that God can't use for good. But you have to be honest about it. You have to share it with somebody. You have to get it off your chest. One of the most helpful things you can do in your small group is help people forgive themselves. A lot of people have confessed to God and God has forgiven them, but they just don't feel it. They need somebody to say, you are forgiven. Have you admitted it to God? Yeah, then you are forgiven. Have you confessed it? Yeah, then you are forgiven. Let it go.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called How We Help Each Other Grow from our series called Better Together. The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But right now, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 313131. Again, that's the word daily to 313131.
The 40 Days of Community devotional book by Rick Warren is a dynamic individual or small group study that shows you how to fulfill God's five purposes for your life by establishing and maintaining meaningful, purposeful relationships. This devotional book unpacks the biblical support for each of God's five purposes and shows how you put them to use in your circle of influence so that you can help benefit and grow God's kingdom. Pastor Rick says that God planned for Christians to fulfill his purpose in community with each other in our church families, small groups, and in the world as a whole. But why did God plan it this way? Because we're better together. When you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you the 40 Days of Community devotional book as our way of saying thanks. Call us right now at 800-600-5004 or go to rickwarren.org to request your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. If you like, you can simply text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
A lot of people have confessed to God and God has forgiven them, but they just don't feel it. They need somebody to say, you are forgiven. Have you admitted it to God? Yeah, then you are forgiven. Have you confessed it? Yeah, then you are forgiven. Let it go. You see, in a small group, you don't rub it in, you rub it out. That's why we get together, to help each other, to feel forgiven. And sometimes you just need somebody to say that to you. And another thing you can do in your small group is to remind people that God loves to give a second chance, and a third, and a 50th, and a 300th. And God never, ever gives up on you. Never. He never gives up on you. And he's not finished with you. And he wants to use other people in your life to take that pain, heal it, and then turn you into a leader and a person of influence to help others. Here's the third thing, that benefit of honesty. You get God's power to change. God's power to change when we admit our mistakes to others. James 4:10 says this. When you bow down before the Lord, that means you humble yourself. You humble yourself before God, and you admit your dependence upon him. God will lift you up. Notice he doesn't scold you. He doesn't shame you. He doesn't put you down. He lifts you up and gives you honor. How does this work? God wants you to learn to be like him, and God is humble. And so the Bible says God resists the proud. That means when you're prideful, you're on the opposite side of God. You're fighting God. He resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So that means this. When I'm honest about my weaknesses, then I'm humble. When I'm humble, I get God's grace. God's grace is the power to change. When I get God's grace, I can change the things that I've always wanted to change in my life. But it only comes through humility, and humility comes through honesty. Does that make sense? There is a pattern here. And some of those things in your life that you have been unable to change, it's because you have been unable to be honest about them. And you're hiding them. And you're not going to get any better that way. Healing and a fresh start and the power to change come from being open with other people. God wanted us to need each other. Now look, I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. So who are we kidding? We just need to be honest about it. Everybody blows it. And just, you know what? Nothing shocks me anymore. There is no sin that you could name that I haven't heard in this church. Not one. Not one. Nothing shocks me anymore because I have heard it all, because we're all imperfect. Now, here's the fourth benefit of honesty. Deeper fellowship. Deeper fellowship when we admit our mistakes. 1 John 1:7 says, if we live in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another. We get fellowship. Why? Because in the light, we can't hide anything. The darkness is where we are. See, right now there are 700,000 watts of light shining on me right now. That means you get the camera close enough, you could see every imperfection in my face because you can't hide under the lights. But in the darkness, we hide. That's why we want to hide in the darkness. But when we are honest and we live in the light, we have fellowship. Now, here's the myth. We think that if we are open about our fears, about our hang-ups, about our imperfections, about our secret faults, that people are going to think less of us. The opposite is true. Actually, the more honest you are, the more people want to be with you and like you. What is more attractive to you, deceitfulness or honesty? Well, honesty is. You want to be around people who say, that guy is the real deal. He is not a fake. He's not a phony. What you see is what you get. He's not putting on a big show. I like that guy. I like that woman because they are the real deal. What we don't like are people who fake it, pretend they're perfect, try to hide everything. That's not attractive at all. Well, now, if that's what attracts you to others, don't you think that if you're more honest, people will be attracted to you? They will. Now, let me speak to those of you who have realized, many of you have realized, my life is messed up. My life is really messed up. I got some hang-ups, some habits, some bad responses, some bad patterns, relationships. I don't know what it is. You say, my life is messed up. Well, God brought you here because he wants to turn that hurt into a healing. And then he wants to use you in the lives of other people. And he brought you here because he just wants you to stop denying it. He's waiting for you to surrender and get with the program. Now, here's the fourth. Here's the fourth way that we help each other grow. And by the way God wired it, this is cool. When you help other people grow, God helps you grow. You never grow faster than when you're helping somebody else. And the fourth way we can help each other grow is by encouraging each other's commitment. By encouraging each other's commitment. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 4:7, keep yourselves in training for a godly life. Now, how do you do that? How do you stay in training for a godly life? Well, you stay in a small group and you get a spiritual partner. You get a training partner. You know, it's always easier to work out when you're working with somebody else. You get a spiritual training partner. Now, nothing affects your life more than your commitments. Tell me what you're committed to. I'll tell you what you're going to be in 20 years because you are becoming whatever you are committed to. Your commitments shape your life. And if you're not committed to anything, other people are shaping your life. I'm sorry to tell you this, but other people are running your life if you don't have any commitments. Now, not only do your commitments affect here and now, they affect eternity because every choice you make has eternal consequences. That's why the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, I want us to help each other with the faith we have. Your faith will help me, and my faith will help you. Now that's why you need a church family, and that's why you need a small group, is we help each other out. Now, Saddleback Church is a purpose-driven church. What does that mean, a purpose-driven church? It means that everything in this church is committed to and organized around helping you fulfill God's five purposes for your life. You were put on this planet for five reasons, and the purpose of this church is to help you fulfill those five purposes and to help you make and grow in the five basic commitments of life. So let's just review them as we close. Here they are. Number one, first, God wants you to commit to love Jesus Christ. Love God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. That's called worship. If you haven't done this, today's your day. Commit to loving Jesus Christ because you're made, you're planned for his pleasure. Number two, you commit to love other believers. Once you're in the family of God, God says, I want you to learn to get along with others. That's called fellowship. That means you get in a small group, you get baptized as an evidence, expression of your faith, you join this church. Now, once you start loving Jesus, you start loving other believers, God says, I want you to help others to do the same. Help other people to love me and help other people to love my family. The third thing is to commit to grow in God's word. And this is called discipleship. God wants you to become like Christ, and you grow in his word, and you help others to grow in his word by sharing what God's teaching you and inviting them to Bible studies, inviting them to your small group. The fourth commitment is to commit to serve in ministry. God gave you some talents, some abilities, and he didn't give them to you for your benefit. He gave you to bless the world. Gave them to you to bless the world. And he wants you to use them. Anytime you use your talents to help others, that's called your ministry. And God says, I want you to get involved in a ministry, use your talents to help others, and then help other people to do the same. Somebody in your group, invite them to join your ministry. Invite them to serve along with you. Help them find their niche. Make sure everybody in your group has a place that they can give back. And then the fifth is commit to share the good news. Once you know the good news, you share it with other people. This week I got this letter from Sherry. 10 years she's been cutting the hair of a guy named Robert. Robert is a diabetic. And his diabetes got so bad that he lost a leg, had to have it amputated. Then he lost a kidney and he had to go into dialysis. And for 10 years, Sherry kept inviting Robert to come to church every week, every time she'd see him. And he kept saying, no, I'm not interested, I'm not interested. One day, a few months ago, Robert came in to get his hair cut, and he was very depressed because his mother had just died. And he admitted to Sherry that she was the only person in his life that she had been taking care of him. And he didn't have anybody to take care of him. And Sherry said, Robert, you need a church family, and you need to be in a small group. And she gave him a brochure to Saddleback and about the singles ministry. And he just said, I'm not interested. But she kept praying for him. She said, can I pray for you right now? And she did. And so she prayed for him. Two months went by before his next haircut. And when he came in, she says, he was so excited to tell me that he'd gone to Saddleback Church and had accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior. He'd already taken classes 101, 201, and 301. Became a greeter and started attending Elevation, the single service. Robert made a lot of friends at the single service, and he got involved in a small group. The small group is so helpful with his spiritual growth and meeting his needs. He also started volunteering once a week at the church office. Then he got an infection recently, and he was in the hospital again, but this time Robert's small group was there to pray for him, to minister to him, to support him during his time of need. And every time I saw Robert, he was thanking God and talking about his small group and ministry. Last Saturday evening, Robert passed away. The people at the single service noticed that he wasn't there. So several of them became very concerned and went to his home, and they found Robert had passed away in his wheelchair. Pastor Rick, I am sad, but I'm also thankful. I thank God that he tugged on my heart to keep inviting Robert to Saddleback all these years. It was 10 years. I'm thankful that Robert accepted Jesus in his heart. I'm thankful that he found a supportive small group that showed him God's love. I'm thankful that Robert didn't let his health problems or being a new believer keep him from serving God. I'm thankful that he learned to love and be loved. And I'm thankful that Robert is now in heaven walking with Jesus. Like you always challenge us, Rick, will anybody be in heaven because of you? I'm thankful that the Lord used me, a hairstylist, to spread his word. And I'm more excited to share the good news than going shopping or getting a new car. I'm glad I never gave up on Robert, and I intend to take every chance I have to share the good news. Who do you need to not give up on? You've invited them to church, or you invited them to a group. They said no. That's not the end of the story. Sherry is glad she didn't give up. You know what? Robert is even more glad because he's in heaven today. Who do you need to invite to church, to a service, to your group? Let's bow our heads. The fact is, spiritual maturity is a choice. As I've said many times to you, you're as close to God as you choose to be. And one day you're going to stand before God and give an account of your life. And he's going to ask, did you ever make these commitments? Did you ever fulfill the purposes I put you on earth to fulfill? So my question to you is, what's your next step? Do you need to invite Christ into your life? Do you need to be baptized? Join a church? Take 101? Get in a small group? Find a ministry? Why don't you pray this prayer? Dear God, I want to grow up spiritually. I don't want to stay a spiritual baby anymore. So today I'm choosing to make some serious commitments. First, I commit all of my life to you, Jesus. I want to follow your purpose and plan. And I commit to publicly announcing my faith through baptism. And I want to join this church, and I want to get in a group, and I want to grow and be the person you want me to be. I commit to the journey, and I want you to make your home in my heart. In your name I pray. Amen.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Rick will be back in just a moment with an encouraging closing thought. Now, if you've missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. Oh, and while you're at the website, please be sure to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional. Listen to Rick's messages, click on his social media links, and check out all the other helpful study resources available to you. Again, it's rickwarren.org. And please be sure to tell your friends and loved ones about all these great resources. And thanks so much for supporting Daily Hope. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
God created us to need community. You need it. I need it. There's a longing for belonging in every human heart. We're made to need each other. And whether you ever get married or not, you need relationships. And more than that, you need a spiritual family where you can grow together. How do you do that? Well, one of the ways is through the Better Together 40-Day Devotional. It's a book that I've put together that will help you discover how to learn the one another's of the New Testament, how to love one another, to reach out to one another, to fellowship with one another, to grow because of one another, to serve one another, and to worship together. The Bible tells us that we're better together. Now, in this Better Together 40-Day Devotional, there's some journaling pages so you can record your own thoughts, you can write down your own prayers as you learn about the power and the potential of Christian community. And by the way, it's a perfect complement to the 40 Days of Community Study Kit that I've been telling you is available for a small group. Right now, when you give a financial gift to support Daily Hope, I will send you the Better Together Devotional book. Now, these devotionals are going to help you develop the skills for deeper relationships with your family, with your friends, with your neighbors, with the people in your church family. Doesn't that sound good? Well, it sounds good to me. Not only will they be blessed, you will be blessed too. And you can make your contribution to Daily Hope Ministry on the website, rickwarren.org. And again, I want to remind you, I don't take any money from this ministry. I do it for free. I volunteer my time because I love you and I want you to be all God wants you to be. God bless you, and I hope you'll join me next time as we continue looking into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.